On this Monday, let's check the weather forecast with Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Hi, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for asking me here, Todd.
You know, it was a really nice week last week. At least early on, we had a couple of those 80-degree days. Farmers were rolling. And to the surprise of many, they were planting soybeans, or a lot more soybean acres than they were corn. I don't think that has really to do anything with the corn-to-soybean price ratio or the number of acres that will be planted in general. Just that it seems that soybeans are more corn, or more cold-tolerant. And looking forward, it seems like they might need to be a little on the cold tolerance side. What are our lows like for this week?
Well, certainly for basically all of this week, temperatures will be cooler than normal to various degrees here across the Corn Belt. Specifically here in Illinois, it's looking like the next three mornings, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, will be the coldest. With this modified Arctic air, which is moved into the region, we are currently forecasting temperatures to drop to levels of 32 to 35 across much of the southern half of Illinois. As you go north of there, then temperatures will be dropping, into that 32 to 28 degree range, with really far northern Illinois kind of being the area where, could even see a few, 26 or even 25 degree readings here coming up. But it is looking right now, based on the overall setup on these coldest mornings, that actually much of southern half or so of Illinois look to be either just at 32 or even a degree or two warmer than that.
And if you look further out, do we have a change next week?
Yeah, we certainly do. So this cold does look short-lived, granted anomalous, but as we go into next week, the jet stream pattern flattens, and that will result in a moderation or warming of temperatures. It looks like readings get back to more seasonal levels next week. And so we even think even beyond that, for the early part of May, temperatures will either remain seasonable or even climb to warmer than normal levels. So this looks to be right now the really the coldest time frame here of April and of the onset of planting.
Over the next 10 days, is there much rainfall involved with these colder temperatures other than what we've already received?
A little bit of rain, even a little bit of snow in some of the northern areas here of the Midwest, but nothing that major. Actually, after today's storm system, then the additional systems coming through actually look pretty light and scattered. And in fact, when you add up the precip amounts, not only this week, but next week, much of the Corn Belt will have below normal precip amounts here. So again, with the exception of this week's cold temperatures, the overall planting pattern for the next few weeks looks pretty good here.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Any other place across the planet we need to check in on before I let you go?
Yeah, just one quick highlight on the Europe and Black Sea region dryness. The pattern is shifting a bit wetter for that region, especially the Black Sea wheat and corn acreage, and that will help at least improve soil moisture as winter wheat developed, as well as pre-planting soil moisture conditions there for corn.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois.